Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Zvachim, Daf Kuf Gimel, the 12th Perek, Tvul Yom. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Koshua Zachah Mizbech Musara, any carbon of which the Mizbech did not merit its meat to burn because it was invalidated before Zrika, Uzaku Kohanim Ba'ora. The Kohanim did not merit to receive its hide because the Pasuk says they received the or of Olas Ish, a person's Ola, implying Ola Sha also Ish, an Ola which counted for a person, not one which was disqualified. Still, regarding an Ola which was Shakted Shelo Shma, which is a valid carbon but does not count for the owner's obligation, the Or still goes to Kohanim based on a drasha. Both the Oros of a man's Ola and a woman's Ola go to Kohanim. This is darshan by a brisa from a superfluous Ha'ola, but the Oros of Kachi Kachim are given to the Kohanim. Pointing to Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's Olas Ish, a person's Ola to exclude Olas Hektish, an Ola of Hektish. Three interpretations are given of this case, the first of which is later rejected. Rabbi Yanai says it means an Ola which the owner was additionally Maktish for Bedeka Bais, meaning monetary Hektish. Although there is a Machok as if such a Hektish takes effect on a carbon Midaraisa or only Midarabanan, that is only regarding its meat, which belongs, so to speak, to the Mizbeach. But regarding its ore, it surely belongs to Hektish Midaraisa and not the Kohanim. Rav Habnuna said it refers to Makdish Nochosov, one who consecrated all of his possessions, which included animals fit for the Mizbeach. In a Mishnah about such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says, the males are sold to those requiring olos, and the females are sold to those requiring shlamim, and all proceeds belong to Hektish. Yeshua says the animals are all dedicated for olos. The males are themselves brought as olos for the owner, and the females are sold for those requiring shlamim, and the owner purchases olos with the proceeds. Yehuda is teaching that even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds he's makdish the animals to be karbanos, agrees that the oros of those karbanos are given to Hektish, not the Kohanim. And pointing with you, the pasuk says that the or of an ola is given to Kohanim. A brisa darshans the phrase Ashehikriv, which he offered to teach that they receive oros of other karbanas. Still, only kachim kachim are given to Kohanim because they're similar to an ola, but the oros of kachim kalim are given to the carbon's owner. Rabbi Shmuel derives that the oros of kachim kachim are given to Kohanim based on a kavachomer recorded in our Mishnah. If, regarding an ola, shel zachu b'sara, where the Kohanim did not merit to receive its meat because it's completely burned, zachu b'ora, yet they merited it to receive its hide, then regarding kachi kachim, where they did receive its meat, certainly they should also receive its or. Rebbe says that for all other karbanas, ha'or mahalach achar basar, the hide follows the meat. Thus, for parim hanisrafim and sirim hanisrafim, the oros are burned along with them, and for kachi kachim, the oros are given to Kohanim together with their meat. Only for ola, which the Torah required to remove the ore from the carbon, did it need to teach that the ore is given to Kohanim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Kosho zakha mizbeach b'sara, any carbon of which the mizbeach did not merit its meat to burn because it was invalidated before Zrika, Ozaka Kohanim ba'ora, the Kohanim did not merit to receive its hide because the pasuk says they received the ore of olas ish, a person's ola, implying ola shel also ish, an ola which counted for a person, not one which was disqualified. Still, regarding an ola which was shakted shelo shma, which is a valid carbon but does not count for the owner's obligation, the or still goes to Kohanim based on a drasha. Both the oros of a man's ola and a woman's ola go to Kohanim. This is darshan by a brisa from a superfluous ha'ola, but the oros of kachi kachim are given to the Kohanim. Pointing to Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's Olas Ish, a person's Ola to exclude Olas Hektish, an Ola of Hektish. Three interpretations are given of this case, the first of which is later rejected. Rabbi Yanai says it means an ol which the owner was additionally makdish for bedeka bais, meaning monetary hektish. Although there is a machok as if such a hektish takes effect on a carbon midaraisa or only midarabanan, that is only regarding its meat, which belongs, so to speak, to the mizbeach. But regarding its ore, it surely belongs to hektish midaraisa and not the Kohanim. Rav Habnuna said it refers to makdish nochosov, one who consecrated all of his possessions, which included animals fit for the mizbeach. In a Mishnah about such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says, the males are sold to those requiring olos, and the females are sold to those requiring shlamim, and all proceeds belong to Hektish. Yeshua says the animals are all dedicated for olos. The males are themselves brought as olos for the owner, and the females are sold for those requiring shlamim, and the owner purchases olos with the proceeds. Yehuda is teaching that even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds he's makdish the animals to be karbanos, agrees that the oros of those karbanos are given to Hektish, not the Kohanim. And pointing me through, the pasuk says that the or of an ola is given to kohanim. A brisa darshans the phrase ashehikriv, which he offered to teach that they receive oros of other karbanas. Still, only kachim kachim are given to kohanim because they're similar to an ola, but the oros of kachim kalim are given to the karban's owner. Rabbi Shmuel derives that the oros of kachim kachim are given to kohanim based on a kavachomer recorded in our Mishnah. If regarding an ola shozachu b'sara, where the kohanim did not merit to receive its meat because it's completely burned, zachu b'ora, yet they merited to receive its hide, then regarding kachi kachim, where they did receive its meat, certainly they should also receive its or. Rebbe says that for all other karbanas, ha'or mahalach achar basar, the hide follows the meat. Thus, for parim hanisrafim and sirim hanisrafim, the oros are burned along with them, and for kachi kachim, the oros are given to kohanim together with their meat. Only for ola, which the Torah required to remove the or from the carbon, did it need to teach that the or is given to kohanim. All right, so now we go to our siman daf kuf gimel, and our standard siman is a kugel. So here goes. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hekdish. As he put the money he received in the leather satchel he had made from the hides he received from Kachay Kachim. Once again, slow motion. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, kugel, that must be more daf kuf gimel. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when Kohanim received the or of a carbon. Both the oros of a man's ola and a woman's ola go to Kohanim. This is darshan by Bryson from a superfluous ha'ola. The oros of Kachim Kalim are received by the carbon's owner, but the oros of Kachim Kachim are given to Kohanim. So, Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hekdish, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's olos ish, a person's ola to exclude olos Hekdish, an ola of Hekdish. Three interpretations are given of this case, the first of which is later rejected. Rabbi Yanai says it means an ola which the owner was additionally makdish for Bet HaKabayis, meaning for monetary Hekdish. Although there is a machlokas if such Hekdish takes effect on a carbon midderaisa, or only midderabanan, that is only regarding its meat, which belongs to the Mizbeach, but regarding its ore, it surely belongs to Hekdish midderaisa, and not the Kohanim. So Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hekdish. As he put the money he received in the leather satchel he had made from the hides he received from Kachay Kachim, which reminds us, the pasuk says that the or of an ola is given to Kohanim. A brisa darshans the phrase asher hikrib, which he offered to teach that they receive oros of other karbanas. Still, only Kachay Kachim are given to Kohanim because they're similar to an ola, but the oros of Kachim Kalim are given to the karban's owner. Rabbi Shmuel derives that the oros of Kachay Kachim are given to Kohanim based on a kalva chomer. So once again, Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hekdish. As he put the money he received in the leather satchel he had made from the hides he received from Kachay Kachim. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Tzadites. So the simmer Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel. Cheetah? That must be on Daf Tzadites. The Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tvul Yom does not receive a share in the karbanas. The pasuk says, a kohen mechata oso yachlenu. The kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific kohen who performs zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire mishmar of kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the pasuk to mean rui lechitui, fit for zrika. So the Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, which reminds us that we learned that a Baal Mum who is also a Tamei does not receive a share in karbanas. So the Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the Onan sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his karban pesach along with other kachim, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that although an Onan does not receive a share in karbanas, he may partake of other kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another mission which states, Onen tovo ba'ocho es pischol ha'erev, and Onen immerses himself and eats his carbon Pesach in the evening because the Anina's prohibition on the following night is midrabanan and way for the carbon Pesach. Avolo b'kachim, but he may not eat other carbonas. Rav Yirmi Medifti says that our mission is discussing the night of Pesach. Ayid the achol Pesach achol nami kachim. Since he may eat the Pesach, he may also eat other carbonas, although the permit was only necessary for the Pesach, which carries a karis penalty. During the rest of the year, when there's no carbon Pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi gives a different explanation. Daf Kuf, so the simmer Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The onen who read a note attached to a banana than a monkey. Monkey? That must be on Daf Kuf, kof. The onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, which reminds us, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion, whether carbon Pesach may be brought for an onen, and five answers are presented. In the fourth answer, Abaye says here Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an onen cannot bring a Pesach is when the relative died before Chatzos, an Erev Pesach, whereas Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an onen to bring a Pesach is when he died after Chatzos. He explains, if he died before Chatzos, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, Aninus Deraisa takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, which reminds us, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon refer to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abaye and holds that Aninus even overrides the Pesach obligation, which preceded it. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shechted and threw his blood for him, whereas the ruling allowing an onen to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shechted and threw his blood for him. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that Aninus extends into the night after burial, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Tanaim regarding Aninus if Yom Kvura Tofes Leilo Midrabban, whether Aninus extends into the night after burial, Midrabban. Kuf Av, so the Simran Daf Kuf Av is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, bird calling, that must be Maran Daf Kuf Av, caw, caw. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, which reminds us, Tanaim debate why the Sir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day that Aaron and his sons became Onanim upon the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Rabbi Nechemia says, Mifnei Aninus Ravua, they burned it because of Aninus, meaning because they were not permitted to eat it. The Psukim hint to an exchange between Moshe and Aaron about why the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burned. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answer with the Tameh call, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Nechemia and say, Mifnei Tuma Nisrufa, the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Tuma contracted. According to them, a similar exchange took place between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron explained why the Chatzos was not eaten. Although Moshe was told they could eat it while Onanim, perhaps that was only that night, but during the day it was prohibited based on a Kavachom from Maaser Sheni. This delay until night caused the Chatzos to accidentally become Tameh. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answered with the Tameh call, a man named Pinchas stood alone dreaming of the day he would become a Kohen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemia, among other questions, why would the Chatzos be burned because they were Onanim and couldn't eat it since Pinchas was also Kohen and was not an Onan? The Gemara answers that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who said, when he scouted Pinchas ad sheharagu leZimri, Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. As the Pasuk says afterwards, v'haisalo lezoro achra bris kunas olam, it shall be for him an offspring after him, a bris of eternal priesthood, implying he was not a Kohen beforehand. Thus, he wasn't a Kohen at the time of this incident. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Simran Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The woman who was declared a Metzorah and confined to a cave. A cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The woman was declared a Metzorah and confined to a cave by Hashem himself, which reminds us, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazkir Miriam Tzras himself. So the woman is declared a Metzora and confined to a cave. By Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kohuna to his brother, who was a Levi. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas, if Moshe was a Kohen, and we learn, Kol Charon Afshim B'Torah Nemar Baroshim. With every mention of burning of anger in the Torah, an effect is mentioned regarding it, meaning it's followed by a rebuke or a curse or something else, V'zeh will Nemar Baroshim. But this instance does not mention an effect regarding it, meaning nothing resulted from Hashem's anger. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says this Charon Af also had an effect because HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Aaron as the Levi, although he was a Kohen, to say, Ani amarti ata Kohen v'hu Levi. I said that you, Moshe, would be a Kohen and he would be the Levi. Now Aaron will be the Kohen and you will be the Levi. So the woman who's declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kohuna to his brother, who was a Levi, who was hoping to stay tower from the time of Zrika until the time of Hector Cholavim, so he could get a share of the Karbanos. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halakha is regarding a Kohen getting a share in Karbanos if he was Tamei during Hector Cholavim or between the Zrika and Hector Cholavim. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff in the Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tevul Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanos? That's on Daf Sadi test. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss whether Dum and Revav Greece act as a chesitza for someone who doesn't mind either? That's on Dav. Sadi Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the oils of Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim? That's on Dav. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that a Baal Mum who is Tameh does not receive a share in Karbanos? That's on Dav. Study test. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Malkok's the time regarding Aninus whether Yom Kippura tofes lelo midrabban? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that the oros of Ola's Hekdish are not given to Kohanim? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that the din that absorptions from all karbanos sanctify is derived from both Chatas and Menachos? That's on daf Tzadiches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you know? Since an Onen may eat the carbon Pesach, he may also eat other carbonas. That's on Daf. Tzadites. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you know that both the orals of a man's Ola and a woman's Ola go to Kahanim? That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss when Pinchas actually became a Kohen? That's on Daf. Kufala. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.